Dramatic music begins the video link on the Pickup Artist South Africa website. A kaleidoscope of electronic color lights up a sea of people in a nightclub in Johannesburg. The camera focuses on several attractive young women. One runs her fingers through her platinum blonde hair, her sublime figure emphasized by a tight white dress. A blurb emerges on screen. It says, "Develop the tools and techniques to attract any woman you desire."
Back in school days, I was never great with girls. I always liked and loved girls, but it was never really reciprocated.
Ryan Pima, an unassuming young man, is one of the brains behind the company. He and partner Josh Margolis are South Africa's first professional pickup artists. They've been mentored by the world's best. In a chic bar, they explain how they hold boot camps for men who want more success with ladies. During two nights of theory, Pima lectures clients about how women think. This is followed by a few practical evenings at bars and clubs, where students interact with women under the guidance of pickup artists, including Margolis.
This is tough. Mentally, physically, emotionally, this is draining. This isn't for sissies. The guys that come on this, they deserve to be applauded.
On the website, clients praise the benefits of the boot camps.
This boot camp helps people to actually find what works for them.
The knowledge I acquired here was absolutely amazing, mind-blowing stuff. Well, I think I've learned definitely how to approach girls.
I really think that the course is worthwhile doing, and it really does work.
The PUSA bootcamp has completely changed my life.
Margolis insists that success, according to his teachings, isn't necessarily about having sex with women.
You get guys that are really, really struggling with women, and for them, just talking to a girl, that is success, my friends, okay? Every guy comes on the bootcamp with their own incentives.
Margolis adds, though, that many of his clients are now in stable, long-term relationships, like one of the first men to sign up for boot camp about a year ago.
He actually met his girlfriends going out as a pickup artist, and they ended up getting engaged. For me, that's far more rewarding than a guy just taking a girl home and sleeping with her. You know,
Pima emphasizes that he and his partner don't teach men how to manipulate or deceive women.
We're not teaching guys these superpower techniques that are going to eliminate all women's freedom of choice so that they are completely seduced hypnotically. It's not how it works.
How it actually works, says Pima, is simple.
We teach guys how to flirt, and girls love flirting.
He says they teach men techniques designed to make them attractive to women. Some of these include: be honest and kind, make eye contact whenever possible, position your body so that it's facing the woman, but don't get too close, never interrupt her, be confident, says Margolis, but never arrogant or aggressive.
I think a lot of guys go in quite hard and they scare the woman off. So the woman feels as if she's being hit on. Automatically the brick wall comes up, she automatically wants to push you away because you're the 10th guy that she's been hit on tonight. You're no different from every other guy that said, "Hey, you're beautiful, can I buy you a drink?"
So he insists that the pickup community's sexist reputation is generally unfair.
A lot of what we teach is actually how to respect a woman. You know, a lot of guys will go out there and they'll touch a woman inappropriately, and it makes the girl feel so uncomfortable. Now, you're never going to be able to attract a girl if you've made her feel uncomfortable.
At a bar in Johannesburg's bohemian Melville suburb, a good-looking brunette sips on a strawberry daiquiri. Tanya Preston says she has no problem with men being taught how to approach women respectfully with the intention of having meaningful relationships.
But if it's a question of giving them skills to chat women up, to basically deceive them, that's quite unethical.
She says the video on the Pickup Artist South Africa website, where the man describes having sex with a woman because of the training he's received, is in bad taste.
it could be seen as quite disrespectful towards women. And
across the city at another club, a dreadlocked young woman jives in knee-length leather boots, white ski pants, and silver sequin top. Leonie Mazibuko declares she's totally in favor of men being taught how to pick up women in a charming fashion.
This is good. As a woman, talking from the woman's side, I really think some men, they need such techniques.
Pima and Margolis aren't fazed by criticism. In fact, they're preparing the next phase of their enterprise, teaching South African women how to pick up men. I'm Darren Taylor for VOA News in Johannesburg.